get up with. AB and Ben.
3 minutes past six on the Coffs Coast, getting up with AB and Ben. Thanks to Park Beach Plaza, who are celebrating their 40th birthday with 40 prizes in 40 days. Park Beach Plaza, be inspired. I am joined this morning. Ben's unfortunately away. We're going to some awards on the weekend, so he's headed up there early. I'm heading off after the show. But I thought that I deserved a co-host, so I've self-employed one. Two, actually, for today. And both of these people are very special people on the Coffs Coast because they're doing a great thing for their community, which is taking part in the Stars of Coffs Coast Dance for Cancer. I'm joined by Elise Bocking this morning. Thanks for coming in so early.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Now, you're a Pilates woman, so I'm sure early mornings aren't really a big deal for you.
Well, I've never really loved them, to be honest.
No. Does anybody?
No.
Absolutely not. And what made you choose to take part in this particular fundraiser?
Well, I think that all of us in some way have been touched by someone, either personally or someone we love, with cancer. For me, my mum passed away last year, so it's really something that I want to do for her, for her legacy, and for everyone and clients of mine that are battling the battle at the moment. It's just such an important thing. We need to find a cure for it.
Well, that's really good as well that you are able to actually give them exercise too, because during a difficult time like that, that would be one of the only things that they could probably grasp onto. So we'll get more into your journey, why you're taking part, and how people can contribute to your fundraiser. But a huge show this morning. Alpha Bucks is back, obviously. We're going to be playing that twice, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning. I'm going to be catching up with Justin Hill for our training. It's Flog Friday, so Britt Ramsey from MBM will be in just before 9. All the stuff about Ash Barty and much more. But next, Ben and I actually had the honour yesterday of chatting to a very remarkable young lady. She took part in climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, which is something that not many people will do in their lives, and particularly not someone with cystic fibrosis. She did that despite that, and we're going to be chatting to Meg Draffin after this.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
And speaking of inspiring, this Sunday night on Channel 7, there's going to be a special guest. Her name's Meg Draffin. Her partner is actually someone that works in this network with us, Jimmy. They're joining us on air this morning because Meg did something which is particularly remarkable. She climbed only a couple of months ago Mount Kilimanjaro, despite the fact that she suffers from cystic fibrosis, has so from a young age. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, guys. Would you be able to give us a bit of an idea, Meg, as to what cystic fibrosis is?
It primarily affects your lungs and digestive system. So in your lungs, they do deteriorate over time because of chronic infection and illness. And in your digestive system, it's the inability for the pancreas to break down food into enzymes. So you have to take oral supplements every time you eat.
Mm. And can I ask as well, I mean, I've got a few friends that have had CF in the past. Do you spend a lot of your life in hospital?
I definitely did growing up. I was in and out a lot as a child and teenager. I've been really fortunate that I haven't been hospitalised over the last 4.5 years.
How long have we been dating, Meg?
Not because of you, Meg.
That's stress relief. It's different.
Yeah, no, I've been really fortunate that I haven't needed hospitalisation for 4.5 years. I think purely because of, as I've got older, I've got really diligent with my exercise and my nutrition and the way I live my life. And breakthroughs in medication as well. So I'm really fortunate that I'm in a position now that I can lead a really relatively normal life and everyday-to-day life be able to kind of give back to CF and raise money and awareness where possible.
Yeah, of course.
And you did embark on this climb in order to raise some money, but I'm guessing a lot of it also had to do with, I guess, proving to yourself that you could do this?
Yeah, definitely. I remember when I was kind of came up with the idea and I was like, oh, nice, we're doing this. We didn't have a choice. I remember when I was deciding, I was like, this will be the hardest thing I'll ever do in my life. But at the same time, I was like, if I'm in a position where I can even attempt it, then I'd be, why not? Like, why shouldn't I give it a crack, you know? I want to have amazing experiences in life that I can look back on and always remember.
It's known as, the invisible condition, Meg, as well. So not many people before she embarked on this journey knew that she actually suffered from CF. So it was a big move, not just to raise the money and climb the mountain, but also to essentially enlighten the world as to the condition that she was suffering from as well.
Nathan Charles, he's a rugby union player. He was like the first ever professional athlete to play sport with cystic fibrosis. He was in Ninja Warrior this year as well.
Incredible. Now, Meg, I've got to ask, was there any danger that doing the climb would exacerbate any of your condition or worsen your lung capacity in any way?
The only kind of uncertainty was obviously the altitude. Mount Kilimanjaro is almost 6,000 metres high, so it is quite high levels of altitude. And that's something that my body, I'd never experienced before. So there was this kind of, not risk that I would do damage that, but my lungs probably wouldn't cope with it very well. And I'd probably have to, you know, that was a risk that I probably wouldn't make it to the top because my lungs just wouldn't be able to get me up there. So that is something that I had to take into account. I had to do a lot of training beforehand, specific training for my lungs to kind of strengthen them as much as possible. And just kind of, it was just the altitude that was the biggest thing that
everyone
was worried about.
Completely healthy, fit people will go up Kilimanjaro and not be able to cope with the altitude. You can literally not prepare yourself for it.
Oh, it's true because, I mean, along the way, the whole trip took us about 7 days, but, Meg, the amount of people we saw coming down that mountain, fully normally abled people coming down the mountain, we watched we watched a woman break her leg 20 metres ahead of us, and she was in a position where she couldn't be evacuated from the mountain, so all these porters had to come up from base camp and physically take turns carrying her down the mountain.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is a really hard thing to do for anybody.
It is. Well, I think one of the most confronting things that did happen on the mountain, and Meg, I'll let you tell the story, and I don't want to spoil anything in the Sunday night episode this weekend, but there was one of the porters that we did come across who was having some breathing difficulties, and luckily Meg, with her condition, is a walking pharmacy as well, I mean, Ben.
I got you.
Yeah, so Meg, do you want to say what happened when we saw that porter, I guess?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but yes, we did come across a porter, not our own porter, another group porter that had been... he kind of been left behind, and he wasn't well. He was struggling a lot with his lungs. He said he had asthma, and he probably shouldn't have been doing the climb as a porter, but he was. And yes, he was by himself, had no idea what to do, had no medication on him, and he couldn't go down or up. He was just stuck there. So luckily, opened my pharmacy.
Yeah.
It would have had him sorted out.
Were you like, asthma, mate, toughen up, princess.
Yeah.
She has lucky chemist warehouses here.
Yeah.
And Nate, I imagine you must have wanted to train pretty hard as well, knowing that if you were the one who was obviously dragging people behind... It wasn't going to be a great look for you.
I mean, we know Nate. Like, is this really? Yeah. Would you trust him?
And you know what? You're spot on because I remember when we first announced this. I mean, our friends and family. Like, obviously, we were influx with so many messages of support. But the biggest concern wasn't Meg's condition, wasn't getting up the mountain. It was, Nate, we're worried that you're not going to get up the mountain.
Meg's really great.
My own dad said, before we left, my own dad, he said to me, oh, maybe, Nate, maybe just give Meg your phone before we go. And I said, why? He said, it's just so she can take a photo on your phone at the top. I was like, thanks, Dad. Thanks for the support.
I am going as well. Brilliant. So both of you, would you recommend Kilimanjaro for someone who's looking for a bit of a challenge?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
No, it's such an amazing place and so different.
Yeah,
so.
It's honestly an experience that like no other that we've never done before. I mean, we've never been on holidays to something that involves kind of physical exertion like that. Yeah. We've done places like the Sunshine Coast, Coff Harbour, beautiful Coff. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, walks aren't of that level of altitude, unfortunately.
But yes, no, definitely would recommend. It's a tough thing. Make sure you train for it, and make sure you go and do
it. Number one tip: poly-poly.
Oh yeah, poly-poly, which is Swahili for slowly, slowly.
Definitely something I need to apply to my everyday life. You can see Meggie Draffen's entire journey for the climb of Mount Kilimanjaro with cystic fibrosis this Sunday on 7 at 7 p.m.
With AB and Ben.
Ben is off to an award ceremony we're going on to this weekend, which is exciting. I am solo, so I decided to invite some friends in. Friends, but also kind of enemies.
Ooh.
We are up against each other, myself and Elise Bocking, for Stars of Cost Coast Dance for Cancer. So I thought I'd be a fair competitor, have you in, let you plead your case to
Thanks,
the people.
Thanks, AB. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Now, we talked about it briefly before, Elise. You've got a bit of a personal connection to cancer.
Yes, indeed I do. My mum passed away last year. It was bladder cancer that then transferred to her kidney. So not only did she have her bladder out, she had her kidney out, most body parts out, actually. Yeah, and she lost the big fight after 17 years of going through treatment. Gosh. So it's a very personal journey for me. And while Mum was in her final couple of weeks in hospital last year, I found out that my dad also had just had his prostate removed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're not together, so he's sort of, I don't see him much, but
yeah. Still, it's still a lot to take on.
Yeah, so, you know, there's my mum and dad both fighting that fight and makes me go, yikes.
What's one in three people?
That's right.
In Australia will be impacted by this illness.
Yes.
Personally. So for you, you've had both of your parents in one go.
Mm.
And for you, when they contacted you and they said, we want you to take part in this, it was
No-brainer. Anything I can do to help, and this is a way that I can get the community of Wagulga behind me and the Coffs Coast, and who doesn't love a dance, AB?
I know, I'm really threatened by you, though, because you're a Pilates instructor. I feel like when I'm trying to do it, they're like, you know, lean down a little bit. I'm like, oh, that actually hurts. That won't hurt you. Because you're very flexible.
I don't know. I'm dancing with an 18-year-old who's like, can you do the splits? Can you do a cartwheel? Yeah, well, I'll try.
Yeah, like, I'll give it a red hot go. And for people who don't know you, Elise, you do have a Pilates studio up in Wagulga.
That's right. Studio Move in Wagulga. Pilates, bar and yoga.
Yep. Yeah. And you're doing a lot of stuff with the business too for this fundraiser.
Absolutely. And my business partner, Anna Miley, she was wonderful. She did a yoga class and all that money went towards the charity. That was last weekend. And we're looking at doing a bar class with a DJ on a Friday night, which would be really fun.
Okay, that sounds like some kind of exercise I could get into, possibly. Well, we'll get some more info on that because you're joining me for the next sort of hour or so, which is exciting. And also, guys, we will put Elise's Everyday Hero details on our Facebook page so you can chuck a few dollars her way, but then also my way, obviously.
We'll share it.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Joined by Elise Bocking this morning. She is one of the contestants in the Stars of Coffs Coast Dance for Cancer with me, also a Pilates instructor up in Wagulga, helping me out with the show this morning, which I really appreciate.
Thanks for having me on, AB. It's good fun.
And we have to give a shout-out to your husband, Scott, from Woodsy's Wheels. We've had him on before as well.
He's a legend.
Bit of a legend. You guys are like the ultimate outdoorsy couple. Jeez. Need to hang around you. A bit inspiring. We're going to be getting into sport after the news, which is a usual segment that we do, Elise, talking a bit about Ash Barty. She's had a bit of an achievement overnight.
Oh, what is it?
She was crowned Australian Sportswoman of the Year.
Oh, go
which
Ash.
Seems fair. I mean, she won the bloody US Open, so it's a total no-brainer. We'll be getting into that. And then after 7, the 21-hour flight that Qantas is rolling out this week. Would you take it? We want to know.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben. Hit 105.5 Sports with AB and Ben.
And Elise, it's a little bit of this today with sport. With Ash Barty. She was named Australian Sportswoman of the Year yesterday. Huge, huge achievement. Absolute no-brainer as well. I mean, we've got some great chicks out there playing sport, but there's no better at the moment than Ash Barty.
That's for sure.
She is seriously smashing it. It was the first woman to win the Grand Slam since Margaret Court in 1973. And we know what Margaret Court's like. She's the one coming out and being all anti-gay marriage and whatever else now, so hopefully Ash Barty can set a bit of a better example. Huge news for her as well. The women's cricket team too, they won the A-Team of the Year for the second year in a row. And they are looking closer to topping the men's one-day international winning record of 23. They're paid probably an eighth of what the dudes are paid.
That would be right.
Do you have any daughters, Elise?
I've got two sons, okay?
Okay. All right. It's less of an issue. But look, I'm hoping that women's sport... Do you watch any women's sport? I mean, you're more into,
mountain
obviously.
Mountain biking. I really enjoy watching, the downhill mountain biking.
Is it big for girls?
It
getting
is,
bigger?
Particularly in Europe and North America. Not so much here, but it's a growing sport.
It has to grow here. We have so many great tracks.
Oh, don't we just?
So if anyone does want to get into mountain biking, obviously go see your husband.
Yeah, Woodsy's Wheels.
Or if your daughter's showing a bit of potential, maybe... even with the training wheels at the moment.
Yeah, there's coaching clinics up there run by Karen Mason. So, she...
What a good way to get out and about too. Even like where I live at Park Beach, you sort of head down the road a little bit, there's a little sort of closed off area off the park that has a small mountain bike track.
Mm.
I thought I was walking on a normal person walking track And then there was the big drop. So I was like, okay, no, I'm in the wrong place. I need to come elsewhere with my dog. But incredible stuff. Obviously, girls' sport making huge strides. And it's, yeah, the 23-year-old from Ipswich in Queensland that is setting the bar very high. So congrats to Ash Barty and all of her fans. It's very fun to watch her play, that's for sure. For all your sports news, you can head to hit.com.au.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Ben's away this morning, guys, unfortunately, but I am joined by a very special guest in the studio, Elise Bocking.
Hi, AB.
Now, Elise, for people who have missed it so far, is doing the Stars of Cost Coast Dance for Cancer with me. She's one of my competitors. She's also an epic yoga and Pilates studio owner in Woolgoolga.
Yes, studio move.
Very, very exciting stuff. So you're the best possible contender to be a dancer. Do you find that to be, like, the flexibility's been on your side a little bit for the moves?
Yes and no. I've always been quite flexible, but I've got a bit of a hamstring issue because...
Oh, don't we all?
Yes,
I'm glad to know that you're like normal people with hamstring issues.
I'm seeing a physio for it right now and I'm having an MRI on Tuesday night. So it's a little more serious than I'd like it to be, soldiering on. Work around it.
Everyone stretch your hammies. In fact, while you're in the car right now, pull over, stretch those hammies. It's one of those things like when I played netball and touch and stuff growing up, they tell you to and you go, no, I really don't need to. And then in adulthood, you pay for it.
Yes.
That's for sure. Now, this is a bit of an unusual story I've read overnight, Elise. A man has spent the last 9 years of his life living in the cellar of a remote farmhouse. Like, I'm all for, you know, being off the grid occasionally. Do you ever do that? You know, you and your husband, you sort of go away camping or get away from technology?
I need to be near coffee.
Yeah, actually, that's true. A few years ago, my family and I did a health retreat, and my dad used to go for these big walks every day on the health retreat. We're like, he's really getting into it. No, it was because he could get Wi-Fi and coffee from a shop down the road when we were at the health retreat.
Good on you, Dad.
Yeah, tricky bugger. No, this guy was one of six adults. They're all between 18 and 25 years old. And they lived with an older man in the Netherlands, in this farmhouse. Basically, they were waiting for the end of time. They were like those
end-of-earth
type people. Apparently, one of the guys, though, decided he'd had enough. He wasn't really convinced by this. So he broke out of the place. He was the eldest of the children, headed to the local pub, ordered several pints of beer.
Oh, good on him.
Yep, yep. The bartender there said that he had a chat with him. He revealed that he'd run away and that he needed help, but at first he did want a few beers. He revealed to this bartender as well that he and his brothers and sisters were trapped in this farm, and then they went and rescued them and arrested the guy accordingly.
Wow. How many years were they away for?
For 9 years.
A lot would have happened.
Beard, and he apparently looked very ratty. But
didn't smell too good either.
He came out and got beers. So would your thirst, after 9 years, would you still want a coffee, do you reckon, or you'd be way past it?
I think I will have got over that craving by then. I think it would be wine.
Yeah, wine.
Give me a wine.
Yeah, I mean, 9 years, you could probably ferment something pretty decent down there as well. That's for sure. It's AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
$560 is what is up for grabs today. Elise, are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
Excited? We've got Brendan from Sortel on the line today having a crack, mate. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, yeah, we'll see how we go. I'm not going to get too confident.
I love it too. Everyone's like, yes, oh my God, I really want to play Alpha Bucks. I'm going to smash it. And then we get you on the phone. You're like, maybe. I'm not sure. All right, mate, you got 30 seconds, one letter. The letter that you've got for today is P. P for Papa.
Good luck.
And 10 questions. Say pass on the ones you don't know, but we were just talking off air, Lisa and I. We reckon people that pass don't win because you don't have time to go back to the ones you pass.
No pressure.
On.
So, yeah, good job.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be good. All right, your time starts after I ask the first question. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, good.
Okay, turn this down. Your time starts now. Name a book.
Peter Pan.
Name a male movie star.
Pass.
Name a flower.
Posey.
Computer game.
Pass.
Food item.
Potato.
Music artist.
Piano.
Name a colour.
Purple.
Musical instrument.
Piccolo.
Name any city in the world.
Oh, Pakistan.
Not technically a city, but nice effort anyway. And the musical artist one, I think you said piano for.
Obviously, I think you said item again, sorry.
No, all good. Could have been Passenger Pink, Pot Bellies maybe, Paul Kelly.
Oh, stop it. Options there.
Mate, this is pretty good effort though. You got 7. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10. Not too bad.
Oh, well, it's Friday anyway. I can't stop the rest of
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I think you need to get yourself another coffee and try again.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You got this. We're going to be playing again at 8 a.m. for $560. Thanks, of course, to the Plantation Hotel.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben.
But I'm joined this morning by a special guest, Elise Bocking from Woolgoolga.
Hello there.
Studio Move owner. She also is participating in the Stars of Coast Coast Dance for Cancer with me. Very excited. We're going to get into your fundraising stuff after this. But, Elise, I'd love your thoughts.
Yes.
How do you feel about being on a plane with the same people for more than 20 hours?
Oh, that's tough. That's really tough. It depends who you're sitting next to, but yeah. That is a long flight.
I mean, Australians, we usually travel on planes for more than 20 hours, but it's broken up, you know. You're going to London or something, it's 24 or 25
I've done
hours.
Sydney-Vancouver quite a few times, and that's 17, and that's pretty long.
Very, very close. You know, you get a nap in, have some crappy food. It's hard to get through. Qantas are trialling at the moment, this weekend, explicitly, Sydney to New York direct flights.
Ooh.
Yeah, so for people who travel to the US often, at the moment, the best you can do is fly into LA direct from Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and then catch another domestic flight from LA to New York.
I would do anything to avoid landing in LAX.
LAX is a nightmare, and obviously once you get into international, that's when you do all the US customs crap, and then you've got to re-change to the domestic terminal and fly off. It's like an enormous day. If you could just do it in one go to New York, it'd probably be better.
I'd prefer that, definitely.
It is, yes, but also, I don't know, like the 17 hours, that just honestly frightens me a lot, the idea of sitting in a plane for that long. I don't like plane food at all.
Who does?
It doesn't matter even if it's nice, it just makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who's a flight attendant, and she told me once that in those big international flights, you know, when you land on the other end and the flight attendant opens the door at the landing spot, they always wear a mask. The reason that they wear a mask is because there are so many gross farts and gas smells from passengers that the person, like, if they didn't have a mask, they'd essentially be knocked out by the grossest smells of all time. And that scares me because that's how long
you're breathing it.
We're breathing it. 20 hours of people's farts. Could you do it? We want to know on 13, 12, 16. Would you catch this 20-hour flight or would you still insist on breaking up the journey? So Brisbane to LA, or I think you can go via Japan or Hawaii even. That wouldn't be too bad.
Mm.
Instead, give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Would you bother with this giant 20-hour flight that Qantas is offering? Or is that an absolute no deal for you? Give us a call.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben.
And we're talking about the gigantic flight that Qantas are offering from this weekend as a trial from Sydney direct to New York. This one is 20 hours minimum. Huge. You don't stop in LA, you don't stop in Hawaii, Japan, whatever else. It's direct to New York. Now, for people that have flown as well to New York before, it's actually quite nice because you get into New York sort of around nighttime. So in terms of jet lag,
Not so bad.
To bed, you're back onto the time straight away. We're asking on Facebook, so jump onto the Hit 105.5 Coast Coast Facebook page to join in. Jasmine said, I'd rather be delayed for 30-plus hours in the airport on the stopover.
Ooh,
so
Jasmine,
a lot of people who just couldn't do that. Absolutely not. In first class for sure, Jade said. Rebecca said, no way, break it up. And then Beck says, yes. So it's very mixed out there, guys. We'd love to know your thoughts. Jump on the Hit 105.5 Coffs Coast Facebook page. Up next, Elise, we're going to go get into your exciting fundraiser that you've got next weekend.
I'm very excited.
To raise money for the Cancer Council after this.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben.
Joined by Elise Bocking this morning. She is my competitor in the Stars of Coast Coast Dance
frenemy.
For Cancer. Yeah, frenemy is actually a much better term. We've also got Gia Crowhurst coming in this morning too for the same thing. Because we want to give you guys an opportunity to spruik your fundraisers. Obviously, this is all for a really great cause. We're dancing, which brings people laughter.
Joy.
The joy of, enjoying someone else's painful expense. But No, it's a great cause, obviously, for the Cancer Council, and you've been personally affected by this illness with both your mother and your father.
Yes, I have, AB, yeah.
And you're holding an event next weekend, which people can get behind.
Yeah, 27th, Sunday the 27th at the Seaview Tavern in Whoopi, Woolgoolga. It's, we're calling it Savvy Sunday. It is a white party. Who doesn't love a white party?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And Sav is for Sav Blanc, obviously.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Good
yes,
woman.
Yes, beer,
right
wine.
Up, right
yes.
up my alley.
Yeah, perfect. Pinot for the Red Lovers as well, grazing table, canapes, a DJ. What a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon, and all for charity.
And also, guys, for people that don't understand how this works, we organise these events ourselves. So you've done this. You've approached the Seaview Tavern. Mm. And they've come
fantastic.
To the party.
Yes.
So how much is a ticket and where can people get them from?
Tickets are $50 and that's for your beer, wine, lazy long lunch and the DJ. And they can get them from Seaview Tavern's Facebook page. You just go to events, click on that. It's really easy. A little code comes up there and there you go.
We'll put out the link to that as well on our Facebook page so you can get behind it. But obviously big sort of additional fundraiser for what you've already done so far. Like you've got people from your Pilates studio, you've got your clients, friends and family to donate.
And the support from Woolgoolga has been fantastic. Beach House Cafe had a Mediterranean night, which was great. They're yeah. raffling a bike that my husband's given us to raffle there, so you can get tickets for that from a Beach House Cafe. Ground Earth are coming on board, doing a coffee day next Tuesday. All coffee money goes to the charity. So really, Woolgoolga's been great. They've got behind me.
Now, that's epic. Cancer Council, as everybody may or may not know as well, it's all about the research behind the illness. Obviously, this is a New South Wales and Australia-based charity, but it's the behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't really pay as much attention to that really still needs focus. You know, we've got a lot of really great local cancer charities, but we do need to find a cure for this. We've lost too many people on the Coast.
That's it. And it's also for all cancers. It's not just one, but all cancers matter.
Yeah, that's absolutely. All right, we'll keep up to date with Elisa's journey. We've put her Everyday Hero link as well on our Facebook page, so you can chuck a few dollars that way. And good luck with Savvy Sunday and the rest of your dance preparation. I mean, good luck, but also not really good luck, because I want to beat you.
I get it.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben. Trending now
at hits.com.au.
I'm glad you're here for this one, Elise, because when I first met up with you the second time we caught up, you told me that you're a huge fan of this chick, Tones and I.
I love her. I think she's awesome.
Yeah, well, she lives up in Byron. She's semi-local to us, Tones and I, or Tony, her real name. She obviously was nominated for 8 ARIA Awards the other day, which is a huge achievement.
Wow.
Very excited for her. But overnight, it was announced that she and Dance Monkey, this song specifically, are currently at the top of the Spotify Global Top 50, ahead of Drake, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes, people who usually win these things. And it is enjoying its 11th straight week at
that
the top of the singles
so
charts.
Awesome.
It's been streamed over 300 million times.
Yay!
So 6 million people listen to that song a day.
They've got good taste.
Yeah, really exciting. She is the first Australian artist to top the global charts. She jumped on Instagram a couple of days ago as well to celebrate. She said, I have the number one most streamed song on Spotify worldwide at the moment. An Aussie artist has never done that before. And a few days later, it still remains. And people are loving it. So, look, get behind her, guys. Jump on Spotify. We obviously play this song a lot on our station. Download, whatever. Keep an eye on the ARIA charts because I expect big things from her. Obviously, she was at the AFL Grand Final as well. Don't listen to the haters. She was awesome.
I play her in my bar classes.
All the time?
Mm.
Yeah, nice. Good rhythm. Mm. Excellent. All right, well, all your Trending Now stories and to keep up with Tones' journey, because we love her so much, hit.com.au.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben.
Unfortunately, Ben is off today. He's headed up to Brisbane for a special event that we've got going on, but I've been joined by two special ladies in the studio. Had Elise Bocking, and now Gia Crowhurst has stepped in as well. Another one of my competitors in the Stars of Coast Coast Dance for Cancer. Good morning, Gia.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
How's your dance prep going?
Oh, look, it's going slowly. I do love a dance, but we've got the choreography sorted now, and now it's a matter of just remembering the steps, I guess. How's yours going?
Oh, questionably. Just because of me, no one else. My dance teacher and my partner are incredible, but I just don't have any rhythm.
Oh, yeah, you can't teach rhythm, unfortunately.
No, no. And I work in radio, which is so embarrassing. You think that I would have picked it up, but I'm just terrible at dancing.
I don't think any of us are going to claim to be good, though. Let's be honest.
I'm hoping not. So for people that aren't aware of this particular event, the Stars of the Cross Coast Dance for Cancer is a fundraiser for the Cancer Council. Basically, a bunch of us get selected each year, and we individually fundraise and learn a dance and then perform it. The event's coming up on November 8th. Very excited for it. Also very nervous. Costumes, music, everything supplied. It's a really great one to be involved with. Is this your first time obviously dancing, but have you been involved with it in the past?
No, I haven't.
Very exciting.
No, and only being in COS for 4 years now, I wasn't really overly aware of it. So when I got asked, I was, very surprised and, overwhelmed.
But you hired it well. And have you had, obviously a lot of Australians have had cancer impact their life in some way.
Yes.
Was this a particularly close one to you?
Well, that's the exact reason why I said yes. You know, I went away and thought about it and thought, can I really get up in front of, you know, almost 400 people and dance? But then the reality of being touched by cancer, I've had, my mum's had breast cancer, my niece in the UK at age 2 was diagnosed with Wilms tumours, which is kidney cancer.
That is horrendous.
And, look, she was the main reason because she was given such a poor prognosis that they decided to really treat her as a case study, kind of research. And, you know, Cancer Council is all about research. So for me, that was a strong part of it. And she had the best specialists in the business in Europe on her case. And today she's an 11-year-old, thriving. She does triathlons. And they never saw that coming. They never thought they would be able to save her. So for me, this is my way of giving back, to say thank you to those specialists and those researchers who managed to save her life. Look, the list, as you say, the list could go on forever. My dad, unfortunately, is currently passing away. Well, not passing away. He's dying slowly from prostate and bone cancer.
So,
you know, as you say, you can't really get away from it.
No.
It's about doing what we can now to help the future of, you know, those people that are going to be suffering from cancer. So
there are many, many incredible cancer charities, but Cancer Council is all about that research and getting those next steps and obviously giving your niece and other people like her a second chance.
That's right.
Because they all deserve it. We'll get into some of the fundraising stuff you've got coming up as well and Alpha Bucks. Back again just after 8 for $560. This is AB and Ben.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
On the Coast, hit 105.5, getting up with AB and Ben. Thanks to Park Beach Plaza, 40 prizes in 40 days. Shop to get your game card today. Joined by Gia Crowhurst in the studio this morning. Another one of my competitors in the Stars of Coast Dance for Cancer. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. So you guys are better than me already. I can tell.
No.
I can bloody tell.
We'll see on the night.
Yes, we have a dance competition coming up, all for a good cause. We're going to be chatting about Gia's fundraising efforts after 8 a.m., how you can get involved, get behind her. You've had a lot of local businesses too that we can give a shout out that have helped you along this journey, because that's what it's all about, taking part in that. But just a little while ago, Gia, we were talking, Elise and I, about this new Qantas Sydney to New York direct flight.
Yeah.
It's around 20 to 21 hours in length. Would you do it?
Absolutely, if I was in business, 100%. 20 minutes, 20 hours of being uninterrupted by any kids or anything, it would be living the dream. And then you get to your destination. It'd be awesome.
Yes, yes. So the answer is yes, but you have to give me 10 grand minimum for the business class flights.
Yeah.
It is hectic. However, it is less than the time that you would spend if you did it broken up, just obviously in one giant chunk. Being on a plane is frightening. I'm more of an economy girl at this particular point in my life, but if I could get an exit row, I may be open to it. Jump onto our Facebook page, Hit 105.5 Coffs Coast. Join in the conversation there.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
$560 is what's up for grabs. Do you play Alpha Bucks much in the car, Gia?
I do. And I like to think I'm pretty good at it, but let's see how I go today.
Perhaps not. Well, in the hot seat today is Renee from Sapphire Beach. How are you feeling, girl?
Yeah, a little nervous.
Everyone always is, and that's the way you go into it. Now, you know your letter is the letter K. How's your K knowledge, do you reckon?
A little bit better after the last few minutes.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You've had some time to prep. Okay, 30 seconds, 10 questions. If you don't know any of them, you can say pass, but I recommend don't saying pass and just try and push through if you can. It works better with the time. And your time will start as soon as I ask the first question. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Your time starts now. Name something you find in the kitchen.
Knife.
Name a sport.
Karate.
Name a TV show.
Karate Kid.
Name any country in the world.
Kenya.
Women's fashion brand.
Kmart.
Human body organ.
Sydney.
A way to show affection. Position of power.
King.
Type of sausage. Man, that was such a good effort, though. Oh, such a good effort. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Look, technically, Karate Kid. I'm not sure if there's a TV series. I know it's a movie, but I'm going to give you that one anyway. I don't even mind. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 10, Renee. Oh,
that's never mind.
Second best anyone's ever done in this competition. So trouble. I think you've got it. I think you've got it.
It's a good effort.
Kay's a strong suit for you. That means we are jackpotting to $580 when Alpha Bucks is back on Monday. So worth having another crack then, do you reckon, Renee?
Another go maybe next week. We'll see.
That's the spirit. And I think you've got some little ones in the background there. Hopefully you guys all have a good weekend.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
Cheers. And that's, of course, thanks to the Plantation Hotel. Alpha Bucks returning Monday for $580.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast.
Coast Coast Hit 105.5.
Hit Breakfast.
13 minutes past 8 on the Coast Coast Hit 105.5. Getting up with AB and Ben. Ben's unfortunately off today. He's headed up to a conference in Brisbane. But I'm joined. I've made today's show about the people that I'm doing Stars of Coast Coast Dance for Cancer with. We had Elise Bocking in earlier. Now we're joined by Gia Crowhurst. And it's pretty exciting, man, like to be able to find out how you guys are going about raising all of this money for cancer. I want to delve into your brain, Gia, because you're smashing this.
You basically want to steal our
ideas. I
want
to steal all your ideas.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I do. We'll get into that next, find out exactly what you're doing, how people can jump on board and help. And also, you're a bit of a Friends fan, aren't you?
I am a Friends fan. I must have watched it a million times. Literally.
Yeah.
I love
you're either
it.
A Friends or a Seinfeld person, I feel.
That's right. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston has revealed something pretty crazy about Friends, so we'll get into that next.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Joined by Gia Crowhurst in the studio this morning. Fundraising for Stars of Coffs Coast, Dance for Cancer. Now, Gia, how can people help get involved in your fundraiser?
Well, one thing that we found has been working really well, and I say we, the royal we, is we've been doing these weekly meat raffles at Cough Central, where we've got, you know, we've got the fantastic Butcher's Boulevard, the Chicken Butcher, we've got Fresco, and they've been putting together these amazing hampers. And we've been really tapping into the Aussies' love of gambling and meat.
And meat.
And if it's Fresco, love it'll be the veggies. But yeah, the meat trays do so well. So we do those on Thursdays at lunchtime in the food court.
Okay.
And, you know, perhaps you don't get an amazing amount of money in the one go. You do get a decent sum, but it's the regularity with which we do it. And that's just been...
And the generosity of those businesses as well. It's a huge thing to take part in. Love a meat raffle. So if you guys want to get involved, of course, keep an eye out for Gia's ones at Cost Central every single Thursday. How much are the tickets?
Oh, look, you can get a $2 raffle ticket. You can get
different
$5,
ranges.
$10. You know, people have surprised us with their generosity. So, yeah, get on down on a Thursday at lunchtime and you can get stuck into some really good meat from Chicken Butcher and Butcher's Boulevard.
Too easy. And also, if you want to donate a few bucks Gia's way, her link is on our Facebook at the moment. Hit 105.5 Coffs Coast.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Now, hits.com.au.
Entertainment reporter Justin Hill joins us this morning. How are you? Are you at something Jess Mowboy related? Am I right?
I am. I'm right here at Sunrise in Martin Place. It is Jessica Mowboy's album release today. So her album Hilda is out, and we're just hanging out. She's doing some performances, having a chat. The cash cow's been out. It's been a crazy morning.
Oh my God, keep an eye on Justin's Instagram. What's your handle?
At @just_hill. You can follow me for lots of hair flip photos.
He has really great hair as well. It's definitely worth checking out. Now tell us, I've got Gia Crowhurst with me this morning. She's one of the people that's doing the Dance for Cancer with me. She's one of my competitors.
Oh, yes. So you guys might be doing a little bit of a pivot.
Now she is a humongous Friends fan. Like the biggest of all time. Yep, yep.
I bet you lost it when... Oh, look out.
Yeah, so Jennifer Aniston's joined the gram, which is huge news.
Yes, she has. And she broke Instagram. She literally, with one single post, mind you, it was a post of her and, you know, the other cast members of Friends, she broke Instagram. But she's now revealed that she actually has already been on Instagram. She used to have a secret stalker account that no one knew about.
How dare she not add Gia as a friend?
I know. Well, so you know rude. What? She may have actually added you, or she may have already liked one of your photos. You would just never know because it was a secret account.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Maybe she was on there as like Rachel Green. That would be hilarious.
Which is a little cheeky name. Actually, that would make sense. Yeah. It would make sense. And so she just doesn't have any interest. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird to go public now, but I mean, if you got that many followers, just bloody sell it.
Well, the thing is with her is that she's been posting some hilarious Instagram posts. I was like, your Instagram game is strong, Jennifer Aniston, but it turns out she's already been on Instagram for ages. She knows what she's doing. She knows all the funny things. She knows her hashtags and her at symbols and everything. So, she's taken
a pro.
Over Instagram.
Love it. Well, go check it out if you want. We're going to be talking soon as well, Justin, about the break, the Ross and Rachel break. She's come out about it. What do you think? Do breaks work?
Oh, look, you know what? It's always upsetting because you never want to see a break. You never want to see a couple break up, but I would like to see them together forever. No break, please.
Okay, great stuff. Justin Hill, for all of your Trending Now stories, of course, head to hit.com.au and have fun with Jess Mowboy.
Thanks, guys.
Love your work.
Bye.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Joined by Gia Crowhurst this morning, who's one of my competitors in the Stars of Costco's Dance for Cancer. Very exciting stuff to talk about. Friends with you. We did just with Justin Hill. But the topic of conversation for today is that infamous Ross and Rachel break. Apparently, now that Jen's back on Instagram, she's able to be asked anything by pretty much anyone. She does say that people ask her almost on a daily basis, Gia, about the infamous break, whether or not it was legit. Because for people that don't follow the Friends storyline as well, basically Ross thought that they were on a break. He hooked up with someone else. Rachel insisted that they weren't.
Yes, but they were. They were on a break.
They were absolutely on a break. There was no brainer. I'm a bit iffy about breaks personally. I just, in my experience with Friends and stuff, I had a boyfriend once who cheated on me and he said, let's go on a break for a little while. And I was like, that's just a long road to a breakup. Let's just call it now. I don't want to stuff about because if you're on a break, you can possibly hook up with other people. It kind of wrecks it anyway.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was saying earlier that my husband and I had a couple of breaks in the early days. But, of course, I met him when I was 20 and he was 21. So,
but did you have breaks where you were like, we're on a break or was it just we're over?
We thought we were breaking up.
Yeah, exactly.
We were just young and it was like, this isn't working.
I think that's better than doing a let's go on a break. It's almost like the divorce trial separation period thing. Inevitably, you end up ending because you spend a bit of time apart, you think, and you go, oh, actually, no.
Yeah.
You were young, so obviously you were going to get back together at some stage.
Oh, look, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I was totally sensible. It was the guy that needed to grow up.
Oh, it's always the guy. Always the guy. So breaks in general, do you think that they work? You can give us a call, 13 12 16, or jump on the Facebook page and let us know. The Ross and Rachel break, Jennifer Aniston has come out as well. Someone actually did write on her post. It was a Bachelor contestant from US, wasn't it?
Caitlin Bristow,
And she wrote on Jen's first post on Instagram, are you and Ross still together? And she said, well, we're on a break.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
She never confirmed or denied. We absolutely love it. Jump on the Facebook page, hit 105.5. Do breaks in relationships.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
8 minutes to nine on the Costco Hit 105.5, getting up with AB and Ben. Thanks to Park Beach Plaza. 40 prizes in 40 days. Shop to get your game card today. Have been joined this morning by both Elise Bocking and Gia Crowhurst, my partners in crime in the Stars of Cost Coast Dance for Cancer. Thanks so much for coming along, Gia. You're very lucky that you're here today as well because it's time for our absolute favourite segment of the week. And I reckon you've got some contributions for this.
Oh, I do.
Vlog Friday. Let's do it.
Diving deep into the week's news and events to decide who's been the biggest vlog of the week. AB and Ben's Vlog Friday. Take a look what you've done.
So for people playing along at home, basically Vlog Friday is where we address all of the people that have kind of ruined everyone's weeks. Not even people necessarily. Sometimes it's inanimate objects in many cases. And look, I've been toying around for my nominations today. Icebreak, for some reason, thought that it was a good idea to bring out Bundy-flavoured iced coffee, which just sounds like the worst time. But based on a few comments and actually a few of my friends and family who are really struggling today, my nomination today, Gia, goes to Commonwealth Bank.
Oh, fair enough.
Now, I know that a lot of banks have technical issues and whatever else, but this one's costing people's bloody livelihood.
Diving deep into the
week. It's ridiculous. A lot of people didn't get paid today because of a technical glitch that they've had, unfortunately. So I'm sorry to all the people on the Coast Coast in particular that are being affected by this. Hopefully, CommBank get it sorted. I'm not with CommBank, so I did get paid. But, yeah, no, CommBank, you've got my vote today. Vlog of the week. What about you?
Well, tossing up between rental agents in Sydney, which we've had a nightmare time.
Or just people in Sydney in general.
No, I'm specifically going for rental. But this week I'm going to go with getting older. I've got a great friend in Sydney who was flying out to come and watch us bust our moves, AB, in the big night. But she's had to have a hip replacement done and she's in hospital and she won't be able to fly out for the big night.
Oh,
so
that's really disappointing.
Getting older and dodgy hips and knees. That's my vlog for the week.
I appreciate that one. Obviously not affected by it yet, but I know my auntie had a double knee reconstruction and that is going to be one of the worst things you can do. She is back and running though, so full credit to the people that do manage to get back out there because it seems to be very, very challenging.
Yeah, well, there's help obviously and you can get out of it.
And on Facebook we are asking, of course, who your Flog Friday nomination is. A couple have said CommBank and that is completely fair. And then someone tagged Jason Wood. Sorry, Tegan. Has tagged Jason Wood. You're a flog for whatever reason it might be. If anyone does try that Bundy thing and it's any good, though, I'd love to know because maybe prove me wrong. That's all we have for this week. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. As per usual, back Monday, $560 in Alpha Bucks and heaps more. Luke up next with some more R&B Friday bangers.